This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, not linked to Israeli hostages being released, was vetoed by the United States on Tuesday. The U.S. has proposed calling for a temporary ceasefire as soon as practicable, on the condition all hostages are released. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
Israel's UN ambassador said the word ceasefire was being mentioned as if it was, quote, a magical solution.
A ceasefire achieves one thing and one thing only, the survival of Hamas.
Washington traditionally shields Israel from UN action and has been averse to the word ceasefire in any resolution. But the draft resolution it proposed could signal a shift as the U.S. text echoes language that President Joe Biden said he used last week in extensive talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he pushed for a temporary ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Food Program said on Tuesday it has to pause deliveries of food to isolated northern Gaza because of increasing chaos across the territory, hiking fears of potential starvation. The U.S. will announce a major package of sanctions against Russia later this week over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and the two-year Ukraine war, President Joe Biden said on Tuesday.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
The White House says the package will hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny and for its actions over the course of the war in Ukraine, without providing details on the sanctions measures. This is VOA.